How's it going, XCFL? We're back. Going to do another crossfire. So actually, we did the same set of questions yesterday, but I didn't even download the Craig version yet. So it's not like these answers will have influenced the ones we're going to get today. We got three more people on for another crossfire. We have Busy.
Yo.
We got Jiggy J-Rod.
Hello there.
And KOTB.
What's going on?
So we'll ask 10 questions. I'll do some kind of goofy scoring system. I usually try to do 3 to first place on that question. It's actually really tough. Honestly, I hate doing this. J-Mo was supposed to be the judge, but he was like, I'm only going to do one show. I love making up the questions and asking, but I hate like trying to score it. But anyways, we'll get into it. The first question, Biz, you can lead us off. Bring one player from this cycle on any team with you to the next cycle. Who are you bringing?
I'm gonna bring my boy Marcus Pickett. 6'6", 95 spectacular catch, like 94 catch in traffic, 90 speed. Give me that guy all day.
That's a good choice. And I guess J-Rod, you can go second.
It's J-Rod. I think I would go with Kansas City's cornerback Elston. It was kind of tough to pick between that or one of the plenty 99 speed wide receivers, but Elston's just a beast.
I do like the Elston pick. KOTB, who you got?
Yeah, probably the Commanders free safety that just got drafted, Luke Branson, 94 speed. He can play sub LB. It's conservative, but there are ways to get that up, like winning Vegas. And I think the admins mentioned there'll be additional ways to move traits in the future. So I'd go with him because, and based off what it sounds like, we might not see another player. It's going to be tough to see another player like that in the next version.
Dang, those are actually 3 super good choices. I'm going to give that to, I'm going to go KOTB with the 3 points there because it's hard to get your hands on some safety speed, at least what we know now. And then I'll give J-Rod and Busy both too, because I really like what they say is height matters, and then we know speed always matters at the corner position. So I really like those. Those are good. Second question, pick any current NFL rookie to put on your team draft team. So your Madden 24 team, what current NFL rookie are you taking with you? And we'll start with J-Rod.
Do I really have to give my answer because it's pretty obvious, my profile picture and stuff? Anthony Richardson.
That's actually, it's funny. You're gonna like listening to the other one when you after you comes your out. Answers. Yeah, your answers and the answers from last night. Right. Richardson. Yeah, that's a great choice. And everyone's already talking about how they think the running quarterbacks are going to be the move next time is already the prediction.
They are, but as of right now, the accuracy is pretty noticeable even on comp, so that's going to be kind of interesting to see.
Something to watch. KOTB, who you taking?
Yeah, this might be a polarizing pick because I'm not sure if everyone believes running back matters, but I would take Jahmyr Gibbs, the Lions rookie running back. Oh. Because he got 95 speed, and it took me a while to catch on, but speed is just killing. So that's who I would go with.
Busy.
I have an honorable mention, but I'll hold off on that.
Busy and J-Rod, when he started talking about running back, did you think he was gonna say Jahmyr? I thought he was gonna say Miami's running back or Bijan, honestly.
I thought he was going to say Bijan. Yeah, I don't think he would go Miami's running back, but I thought he was going Bijan.
I'm not surprised with Jahmyr. I mean, Jahmyr is going to be super fast. So
yeah, top what, 12 pick, so he's going to be juiced.
Busy, yeah, and I read something that said he's going to probably come out the box at 95 speed. So
yeah, I like that pick.
Yeah, I saw that tweet too.
Who are you bringing with you, Busy?
I'm going to grab cornerback Christian Gonzalez from New England. Probably one of the fastest corners in the draft, and 6'4", I think. So yeah, give me tall, fast corners all day.
Yeah, he's gonna be a good Madden cornerback.
Is he gonna be list? Was he a corner? I always thought he was a safety. I'm tripping.
Yeah, a corner.
No, I'm pretty sure he's a corner.
It was like him and Witherspoon getting all the talk leading up to the draft.
But if he's a safety, even better.
I'll give a... Dang, that one's tough. I'm calling that one a tie. I love all of them. Great picks. The if he really is 95 speed, that's going to be pretty fun. And then Richardson's a beast. And taking a corner or any defensive back is always a good move. And then so this one, KOTB, bats leadoff. You can go watch any two XFL teams live at a stadium. So, like, you're going to watch a game in person. Like, it's real life. What two teams are you going to watch play?
Yeah, I mean, this was, I would say, and this is, you know, again, my perspective, probably Jack versus Jiggy in Lambeau, because those are what I consider the two best users, right? And historically, probably the wins and losses match up there. And plus, Lambeau is just dope. So that's my answer.
Love the added Lambeau touch. Busy.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the underrated. Give me Denver versus the Los Angeles Chargers. LA typically has a fire offense, but for some reason, Guac or Denver does a fantastic job keeping their scoring down. And I love defense. So sign me up for that matchup.
Jiggy.
I'm also going Chargers, but I'm going Chiefs to the offensive juggernauts. Divisional matchup. Usually it comes down to one of them two winning the division. So
those are all good picks again. I like the Jack and Jiggy and Lambeau. I'll give that one three. I'm gonna go, man, as much as I like the Guac pick, I don't want to go watch a Guac game in person. No, thank you. I'm going to go Jiggy 2 points. I'm going to get busy one. But that could have went either way. Those were some good ones. Are we on that one already? Yeah. All right. So back to busy. What's your dream division in 24 and why?
Yeah, I was asked this question before. I got to change my opinion. So I would end up in the AFC East. I'll take the Fins. Rob takes the Bills. Rugger ends up with the Patriots. And we will give Nick the Jets.
Okay. And do you want Rob as the Bills, or are you just accepting that that's happening because he's so high?
No, I would want Rob as the Bills. Okay. He gives me good games. And he's one. I think it was last cycle, he smashed me by like 30. So, good competition for me.
J-Rod.
So AFC South is a dream. And then as far as opponents, I would do Nyree. He's been wanting to smoke for a while. So, you know, him. And then probably Jack and Tosh.
Jack and Tosh, I like it. KOTB, where are you going?
Yeah, my division is not going to be as good skill-wise as the one Jiggy just mentioned. But so I would say, Air V, because he's in Amsterdam and I'm New York, so that's a little bit for the league. Plus, we had a good game the other day, and our difference isn't as extreme. Probably Revival, because we had competitive games, and then he also puts out a lot of content, team-based content too. So if we were playing, I get to read about myself pretty regularly. And then, you know, the last one, maybe like a Tosh or a VBD, I guess. Just someone who's like, you know, kind of a clear cut above the rest of the others. So that kind of keep us in check. And then we could, try to play up to our competition a little bit. I was kind of focused around guys towards the end of the draft, I think, which match up skill-wise with me and schedule-wise.
All right. Honestly, everyone had, you know, well thought to their case, and it's like an opinionated. This is a learning experience for me. I need to do questions where I can agree or disagree with the answer more. So I'm gonna call that one another tie. But I promise we'll start handing out more points here. This one is J-Rod starting us off. And what's one change you want to see from Madden 23 to Madden 24? And this is kind of open to your interpretation. You can say this is just gameplay, like something the game changes, Madden changes, or like the league changes. So it's kind of whatever you want.
So I took it gameplay wise, and I would love to see less wide open streaks, you know.
You're just changing up the streaks. Are they wide open, or just the catches on them?
I mean, you know, they're wide open. They're catching them, you know.
Dang.
It's all the above.
All right, getting rid of streaks.
Yeah, KMTB. Get rid of them.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be popular, but I don't really love the offensive players being able to non-user catch because there's no in-game counter for defense. So I know they experimented with it at one point of just no switch it or no click-ons with the Y or A or X buttons on offense. But then the offense reacted exactly the same way the defense does, so we reverted back to that. But I wish we could do something better there, but I don't have a better suggestion.
When you like switch and catch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not. I mean, technically, we're not supposed to be doing that anyways.
But it's basically non-user catch, right? That's basically what's going on.
Yeah, I thought you were saying, because, I mean, technically, we're not supposed to be doing it anyways, but a lot of people think people are doing it. It's like a weird thing already.
Yeah, but no, yeah. There's no way to tell. But yeah, so I just don't like.
You're saying just go back to the you don't press a button.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that rule change we tried for like 2 hours, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then like the offense players started reacting exactly the way defense players react, and people flipped out. And it is more fun for, you know, to have that at least handicap for offense. But I wish something could be a little better there, but the more game mechanics than anything. The commissions are doing what they can.
Definitely. Busy, what are we changing?
I would, this is very controversial, but I would allow for defenders to match wide receivers when in zone. So if I'm playing the middle linebacker and a receiver's running a crossing route, I would like to see us allow for that linebacker to latch onto the crosser. He has to stay with them, but allow him to run so that guy just doesn't get a free shot because he knows in cover, you know, the corner on the other side is dropped down or ran way off and the guy's just wide open. So.
All right, I like that. That's a whole can of worms, and Nick's probably like, hell no, when he hears that. But
he said no many a time.
But honestly, I like that. I like that. That would be fun. It would get real ugly. I see a lot of problems with it, but ultimately it would be a lot of fun, too. I'm going to take that one. I like the no hit a button thing. And then I'm with Jiggy. I want streaks to change, and I just hope Madden changes them, but I'll give that one. And then we'll do what player, like which individual player, not a user, had the most impressive Madden 23 cycle? And that would be back to KOTB.
Probably Jameson Williams, I would say, because if you just look at his stat line, he just dominates everything. I don't know how surprising that is, given that his speed ratings and how receivers play, but it's like if you look at the box scores for the Lions, it's like every week he's going for like 3 or 4 TDs.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Busy, who are we taking?
I'm going to go halfback Spurlock from Washington. The man has a 14-game suspension coming up. I know that might not have been the answer you were looking for, but that's pretty impressive in a bad way. So that's where we're at.
Jiggy, who you got?
That answer is definitely getting a one. So with my 2 or 3 answer here, I'm going to go Tyson Church. He won back-to-back MVP, so I don't know how you don't pick the guy.
That's a brackets QB, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go Jameson Williams with the 3. No one even brought him up last night, but you're right. It's kick returns and stuff. It's crazy. It's because a lot of guys have speed guys, but they still don't put up stats like Jameson. It is wild. And then I like Busy and J-Rod for both get 2 right there. I like that's a funny take on it. Impressive in a bad way is a funny take. Hey, real quick, this wasn't on here. It's not an actual question. What if we did most disappointing player of the cycle off the dome, who are you guys taking?
The first name that comes to my mind is Pat Mahomes, since he's on like 5 different teams.
I was thinking Lamar. I thought someone was going to say Lamar immediately.
No, you're the host. I didn't want you like grading me bad later.
No. Personal shots are back. Personal shots go a long way.
Okay, Lamar, he sucks so bad.
We'll go back to Busy on this one, and it is, which user had the most disappointing cycle?
It's a high bar, but I gotta say Pride. I think the way that this game was set up, I felt like Pride was really primed for a Super Bowl multiple times, and just hasn't come through on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting take, because he's stacked up a lot of wins, hasn't he? But I think last man, we started to see get into more championship games, conference championships, and then I would say this cycle, I haven't seen it, but also his conference is brutal too. Even his division is brutal. But yeah, that's an interesting take, because I think we all expected him, like you said, to make that Super Bowl step. Jiggy, where are we going?
I'm going VBD. Kind of the same thing. I kind of expected deeper playoff runs and at least a Super Bowl appearance by now. So
VBD and Pride, you guys are going for like
the big dogs.
Win percentage, guys. KOTB, where are we going?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that moving, and I'm gonna say Tosh because he's pretty like head and shoulders the clear favorite in that division. And I know he made a Super Bowl versus Jiggy last year, but other than that, he just, you know, he's got a bunch of Super Bowls, right? And just hasn't really done much outside of last year. So
dang, you guys made that tough.
I mean, I could say me, but no one's disappointed in me but me, right? So
everybody last night went like I don't know, for like lower people that kind of just did nothing, or people that kind of made playoffs in the past but didn't even make them this time. This is tough. Dang, I don't know. Busy, real quick, why Pride over the other two? Make me a believer.
Oh.
Ooh, actually, I can't, actually. Unfortunately, I agree with Jiggy. After he said it, VBDs is more disappointing, because if we're being honest, you know, in the NFC, it's Jack and Jiggy, and then you would expect Brian to, you know, to get to some Super Bowls. In the AFC, I think Pride has a harder run. So I have to bow out and agree with Jiggy on this.
All right, KOTB, why Tosh over? Why Tosh over? What's his name?
VBD.
VBD.
Why Tosh over VBD? I think why just Tosh is, yeah, I mean, Tosh has won more than VBD in the past, right? And I've been in leagues with Tosh previously, and he was dominant in those as well.
I can respect that. I'm going to give
J-Rod... And also, VBD has the rotating door of the Rams every year.
I like that self-deprecating humor. I'm going to go... I'll give Jiggy the 3. And then I'll give Busy and KODB 2. Busy 2 for the honesty. I like it. Now it is something that's been talked about a lot lately, which is, that's just what we do. We talk about it. Everyone's hyped. It's what we're here for. J-Rod, who's got the best Madden 24 roster? But this one is, no one is talking about.
I would say the Giants are pretty underrated. They got some speed wide receivers, Barkley. Daniel Jones is probably going to be better than he has been in previous Maddens. And then that defense is a bit underrated. They got a good defensive tackle, and I think the cornerbacks are pretty decent too. So,
all right, he's going Giants. KOTB.
Sorry, yeah, I think, I don't know how they're really underrated, but the Lions have a pretty good roster compared to years past, so I would say them.
Yeah, you're right. I haven't really heard anyone talking about them right now. Busy, who you got for us? Who's the dark horse?
Man, I'm going to go San Francisco. I just haven't seen them talked up much. I mean, the roster is loaded and stacked, but... feel like every time we have a conversation about who's going top 10, every time we run a mock draft, they're never there, even though they should be. We talk about Seattle, Miami, the Eagles, but it feels like nobody's bringing up San Francisco. And they probably have the fourth or fifth best roster walking into it, if not top three. So
I like the pick. I'll go, I'll give San Francisco three. We'll do, Jiggy gets two. Jiggy gets two, and then KOTB gets one on that one. And I think, I do think they have a chance to go top 10, though, because I think it's going to be like a Seahawks thing. Then I think someone will take the Cardinals, and then whoever wants in that division will take the Niners. And then you guys think the Rams would fill up quick in that scenario, or like, would you take the Rams to get into that division? Probably none of us here would, right? Like, it's division you love, but it's the Rams.
I wouldn't.
The Rams kind of stink.
Yeah. They might be the answer to the next question.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
All right. And with that, nice segue. KOTB, you're leading us off too. What's the worst roster for the next match?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams are pretty bad. I mean, they have Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald, right? So you flip those early and try to get something, but there's really like nothing else appealing about that team. The Rams are trying to push the Stetson Bennett narrative hard, but I'm sure he's gonna suck in Madden. So
and when you really think about it, like, Cooper Kupp's a piece, yeah, but like in Madden, really, like, when they give him like 89 speed or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think when I took the team over, he was 89 speed and 96 Excel, and he played good.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's not like, I don't think anyone looks at him and is like,
right. You know, like, you're happy to have him, but you're not like, I got to go get the Rams so I can get cut. You know, like, no one's
saying like, you take a 6'4", 95 speed, 70 overall receiver ahead of him any day of the week, exactly. Right? You know, regardless of the other stats.
Busy, your worst roster.
I'm going Vikings. They've given up draft picks. They've lost like three of their top five players this offseason. Most likely going to lose Danielle Hunter here in the next month. They're just bad all over. They do have Jefferson, which is their only bright spot, along with Hockenson. But you're really not using a tight end like that. So you're walking in with Jefferson, and that's the bright spot. Oh, and Sine on defense. So. Yeah, I think they're a pretty rough roster.
Jiggy, this is a question. This is kind of tough to go third.
Yeah, I got a team though. It's the Patriots. They're pretty rough everywhere except for maybe some promising young cornerbacks, which is a big thing. But other than that, that roster really doesn't have anything.
I like the Pats too. I think the Pats are. They're in rough shape, and I'll do 2 points to the other ones. And then this last question, we're actually going to mix it up. So it was going to be AFC Super Bowl. I just needed a 10th question, and I was in a pinch. But then yesterday, that went as you predicted. It went Bengals, Chiefs, and Bills. So then I was like, you know, that was a terrible question to pick on here because, like, what else are we going to get? I wanted to see if someone would go crazy. And I guess Busy could have said Dolphins or something. But
correct answer is Jets.
Or Jets. Okay, maybe I should have kept. This was the group I should have went with that one. I just messed it all up. But anyways, so what's the best Madden 24 roster to get your hands on? And Busy, you lead us off.
I'm not going to say Dolphins, even though that's who I would take 100% of the time. But the best roster is
if you think it's Dolphins, though.
I don't think they're the best roster.
Okay,
I don't
think
they're the
okay.
best roster. I think I the you. Eagles are the best roster in the game.
He's going Eagles. Why Eagles?
They have speed, their defense is nasty, and they have a very good quarterback. Only thing that they're missing is a running back, which who cares about a running back? You can go get one anywhere, anytime. So, yeah, give me the Eagles as far as best roster.
Jiggy, who are we taking?
This is a tough one and a curveball, but I've landed on the Seahawks. DK Metcalf, tall, fast, and then they got good cornerbacks with the guy they just drafted, top five or whatever that pick was, so he's going to be ninth. And then, yeah, and then Woolen, there's not going to be, I highly doubt we're going to get a EA-generated cornerback like him, and he should get a nice boost after his good year last year, so... That team's pretty stacked.
And then KOTB.
Yeah, I mean, those are both of my answers. So I guess a little bit of a stretch here for me would be, I'll say I think the Eagles are the best in the game, but for this answer, maybe the Chiefs, I would say probably, just because they're just going to be Super Bowl juiced, right? And they already have good players to begin with. So I'll go Chiefs.
All right, I like all those answers. And then let's do that other one for no points, even though we kind of already talked about it. Busy, who's winning the AFC in the Dolphins. NFL?
Dolphins.
Why Dolphins?
They're loaded. Defense, offense. It really just comes down to health. They were one of the better teams in the NFL last year. Health sidelined them, and that was when their defense was really bad. They brought in linebackers, safeties, and cornerbacks, and probably one of the best defensive minds in Fangio. So, yeah, I think it's the Dolphins, and that's an honest take. That's not a homer take. That's an honest take.
Jiggy, who you got winning the AFC?
So, honest take, it's the Indianapolis Colts. They drafted the most athletic It's the Kansas City Chiefs. I wouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes ever.
If it's not the Chiefs, who's beating Mahomes in the AFC game? Who do you got?
I kind of want to lean the Bengals, probably. It'd be the Bengals or the Bills, of course, but I think the Bengals just a more overall solid team.
KOTB, who we got?
Jets.
So
No. So I'll just say this, right? It's like they're going to be better, and then if they can get into the playoffs, then with Aaron Rodgers, you could do anything, right? And this is a little stretch. But and then also, the league will probably cheat for Aaron Rodgers this year the same way it used to cheat for Tom Brady. So, but, if it's not the Chiefs, then I would give the nod to the Bengals over the Bills just because I think Joe Burrow he's just about it. So,
all right. I gave everyone three on the last one. I loved the AFC answers and the best team answers. Because, I mean, bro, the Eagles look great. Woolen looks great. And then I respect the Chiefs get the Super Bowl juice, even though he still wanted to say Seahawks. So with the three, that puts Busy and J-Rod in a tie at 18. And then KOTB got 19. So that was a great one. That was a good one. I probably did the math wrong too. We'll have to go back and listen. But KOTB, you get your 15 seconds of fame here, just like around the horn or whatever.
Around the horn. Oh man, what do I get for winning? I would petition that I should get some trait changes for some of my players. So
yeah, no,
Mitch, as you're listening, make it happen. Right. I would just say
to Nick, and he said no.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. Well, anyway, so I would just say for Madden 24, additional trait changes outside of winning Vegas, because I think right now that's the only way you could do it. Maybe you can win it on the wheel, but that would be cool to incorporate somehow. I don't know how you do it, though. Again, I don't have a better idea, just what I want, because you get a conservative corner in the first round, and then it's kind of just, like, depressing.
Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I've been a proponent for a long time, and you can use coins. We have the system in place. Just find a way to use coins, make it expensive, whatever.
I don't know if I like coins for it.
I like maybe like double the coins or something like that. I don't know.
Jiggy, what do you think?
I don't like coins much either, but yeah, I'm for trait changes.
What about every in-game season we have, you can do like whoever had the best overall content or like the best single piece of content, like we vote on it for that season, they can win a trait change or something like that. Or would that just be too rigged and people would vote for themselves and vote away from their
division? I'm not sure.
But I like it. That was a great show. Thank you guys for your preparation. You can tell you all put in effort. That was a really good one. It's tough to pick a winner. That's why we need like a dedicated judge on this show who just wants to pick and assign points. But that was a great one. That was one of the better ones we had for sure. Thank you guys for joining. You guys got anything else?
No.
Nah. Keep grinding.
Cool. Thanks for hosting, Grizz.
Yeah, no worries. We'll end it there, and we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Holla.